Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
€275 billion over the next 10 years. That's the grand total contained in the government's newly unveiled National Development Plan. The opposition have already criticised the lack of detail. So to drill down into how this plan aligns with our housing targets, our climate commitments and so on, I'm joined here in studio by Kieran Cuff, co-chair of the European Green Party, and on the line by Tom Phillips, planning consultant and adjunct associate professor in architecture and planning in UCD. Good morning to both of you. Kieran, can I start with you? Taoiseach Micheál Martin doubled down at the launch of this plan yesterday, saying that the climate crisis is a priority for government. Does this plan prioritise the climate crisis?
No, I think it muddles through. And it Micheál Martin kept on talking about Metrolink as if one public transport project would solve all the challenges that we have out there. I think there's a glaring lack of other projects in public transport or active travel in the list. And funny, I went back this morning to the National Planning Framework because these two documents sit together. And the National Planning...
Or supposed planning, to, anyway.
Well, in theory, yes. But in practice, well, the National Planning Framework on page 4 says there will be a definitive list of projects in the National Development Plan. There isn't. There's a metro. It's a one-trick pony. And when it comes to Dart Plus, the Lewis extensions, Cork commuter rail, Lewis for Galway, none of this stuff gets a mention. So it's not so much a plan as a kind of a strategy or a policy.
And is there even a commitment to the metro? I mean, €2 billion doesn't really get you that far off the starting blocks, does it?
I think it'll get you a long way along. And figures have been bandied about €11 billion. But I think that's only if inflation goes through the roof and a loaf of bread costs €8. But it will provide for the beginning of metro. I'd like to have seen more money for that. I'd like to have seen more money overall for public transport. What I'm quite worried about
at the moment... But certainly as to the Taoiseach's claim that it will in some way mitigate or help with our emissions targets, it doesn't, because it's not going to be built by 2030 by the time that we're supposed to have cut those emissions by 50%.
Absolutely. And what we need to do is get what we call a modal shift. We need to get more people walking, cycling, taking public transport, car sharing, taking the new rural bus services that we have. And we need the government to be investing consistently in public transport in our towns, our cities, our villages around the country. In the last government, we had this 2-to-1 ratio. We said very bluntly, we need to spend twice as much money on public transport. Now, the Taoiseach is saying, oh, yeah, we're going to spend money on
Well, on he's saying that everything. That was always unrealistic.
Well, in my mind, it's not. And if we're to be realistic about our climate targets, then this is exactly what we need to do. In the entire document, there's only one mention of rail, and that's on what's been delivered to date. When it comes to the metro... Yes, that plan is with the new board Planála, on Comisiún Planála. We're waiting for it to come out the far side of that. It is really important that the work on that starts, but it's also crucial that all around the country there's more investment in public transport.
Tom Phillips, does €2 billion get the Metrolink off the drafting desk and actually start laying track?
Well, good morning. It does to a degree, and in fairness, I can see where Kieran's coming from on the previous National Development Plan had much more at like a shopping list of projects to be undertaken. But with reference to Metro, because I looked for it yesterday to see references to Lewis, and there isn't any references to Lewis, and that's both the Lewis in Cork and the Lewis to Poolbeg and the Lewis to Fingal, etc. But it does say in terms of public transport, it says such as Metro. It doesn't say only Metro. It talks about light rail and it says such as Metro. So the funding is low carbon transportation, which is what everybody would want. So in fairness to the report, it doesn't say exclusively Metro. It actually looks at the wider links.
Tom, turn your attention to housing for a second. €40 billion earmarked for housing and for related water services and all of those arterial supports that housing development needs. Is it equal to the task ahead of us?
It's not, no, because there's a huge amount required, but it is, if you look at a bar chart that I've done from it, it's the biggest allocation. So it's housing, by country mile, is the housing, including water infrastructure, because that's always been a problem about the lack of a link between the delivery of housing and the delivery of the necessary infrastructure to make it happen. So that's always been an issue. If you look at, say, 40% of the water treatment in the country is out in Pool Beg and it needs to be upgraded, it's over a capacity. So anything that helps the water infrastructure and joins all these bits, and that's also something that actually the Housing Commission came out last year and said that there's a need for a linking between the various infrastructure bodies, that they don't all operate in silos but work together.
Well, how far does it fall short? Because I'm thinking of it the weekend, Cairn Homes threw out a figure there of €127 billion to get us to 300,000 new houses by 2030.
Yeah, well, I think in fairness, the Taoiseach was saying that thankfully says that he acknowledges the role of the private sector in delivering these as well. It's not going to be done by the state, so this is the state's allocation towards it, but there will be have to be money from it from overseas, as has always been the case. And we have to move away from these discussions about so-called vulture funds, that if you provide a dollar for it for industry, it's welcome. If it's a dollar for housing, it's deemed to be vulture funds. So we have to get away from that narrative and say that we need various sources of funding, and that the state is committing quite a significant, like 35 million or billion plus. It's a very big help.
What did you want to say on housing, Kieran?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see funding allocated. It's not enough. And it's good to see a mention of modern methods of construction. But I think there's a lot of other issues around skills, about the upskilling of workers, about providing enough workers in the first place, about providing the sites. So as we've learned over the last few years, solving the housing crisis is not just about throwing the cash at it. It's aligning all these different, tackling all these different bottlenecks. And Tom mention rightly the infrastructure of water, but you need the electricity, you need all these other things.
Are you not encouraged then that this National Development Plan puts them all into the one bucket, if you like, that the silos are broken down between the provision of water services, the provision of electricity wires, and the provision of houses and roads, and that you're going to, it would appear anyway, at face value, have all of that dealt with together?
I think that's great in theory, but the devil is in the detail. And certainly from my time working in Europe and working in a local authority here in Dublin, it seems that often the different branches of government are communicating by semaphore. Dublin City Council looks for money for housing. The Department of Housing, maybe it's in Ballina, maybe Waterford, maybe the Customs House, responds. Then you're into phase two, then phase three. So there's a lot of red tape that stands in the way of delivery. And I think breaking down those silos, great that they're all in the same envelope, that infrastructure is getting the attention it deserves. Great to see money going into grids, and I really welcome that. But I'm not convinced that Uisce Éireann, the Department of Housing, the local authorities are singing from the same hymn sheet.
Might, Tom, one of the more significant contributions that the state could make to the reduction or the removal of red tape come in the form of this reform of the judicial review process?
Well, yeah, thanks, Phil. But that's already in the Planning and Development Act 2024. So it's just the reference to the judicial review in this document, the National Development Plan, is just reiterating that it's already in the Act. So that will come in later in the year. And that's something that we have to look at, and something that was flagged in the document is that the inevitability of judicial review against any form of major infrastructure. And it's something that has to be looked at, because we have to be able to deliver across all these sectors. And if you think that 10 billion is going into a climate action related, like the water, transport and energy are all climate related critical sectors, and that's positive. But everything that people try to do, even if a water treatment plant, which is required, will inevitably be challenged by somebody. And that's something we need to look at as a society, the propensity of people to object to developments because they have the right to do so. Does that mean it's the right thing to do, that you have the power, or do we have to look and see, are there certain forms of infrastructure that are above and beyond like benign dictatorship would be the wrong phrase, but you know what I mean, that literally that's something that you have to look at. There's certain aspects of infrastructure that are just critical to the country.
Remove a little bit of that public consultation.
No, you also have to
slim back people's access to the courts.
No, you don't. But you have to say, I mean, the people who tend to promote development are more likely to be criticised than those who oppose it. And you have situations where you've got, like, say, people listen to this radio, the parents could be objecting to housing and the children are couch surfing in their parents' house as adults. That's the societal conversation we have to have.
Well, has Ciarán not identified, though, the bigger choke point here actually being the provision of the labour to build all of these houses?
Absolutely. Well, just in terms of both Ciarán and I are both town planners, and I mean, planners only recently went back on the critical skills list. We've been lobbying for years to get it onto it. And like, I lecture in UCD, at 42 students, and of those, 6 different nationalities. If you take the Europeans as one, the other 5, until about 3 or 4 months ago, I couldn't employ them because we had to educate them, but then export them. So if we can bring people in from different countries back into the country to develop, that's what we need. But then we have to have the housing to house those people. So they can't live in tents. They have to live somewhere. So it's quite a circle to square, as I say.
Ciarán, do you see provision for any more social and or affordable homes in this? Or again, is that just one of those details we're going to have to wait for?
I don't see any specifics on this, and I think that's worrying. A headline figure is great, but let's think about where we're going to build these homes. Let's think about where's the workforce to build them, and let's ensure that they're built to a higher standard. And the construction industry is in a process of transformation that really, really needs to be stepped up over the coming years. But not only do we have to build those new homes, I was kind of amused that on the cover they showed a house from Middle England. A colleague of mine, Councillor Felgin Jose, had a look at this. It was a train from Northern Ireland and a house from Middle England.
These would be stock images that would have been used by the department, but really rather unfortunate that they weren't images taken
in
Ireland.
That we're borrowing from the UK on this. But look, on a more serious note, We need to ramp up our training in the construction sector. We need to tackle the log jams that are there. And we also need to prioritise retrofitting, because that's the other side of the climate challenge, is to ensure that the building stock is retrofitted. And we SEAI have done great work and had a good budget under the Greens in the last government. But the retrofit funding seems to fall off a cliff, I think, in 2027. And that's a real concern.
Well, that's an interesting shopping list from the two of you, Ciarán Cuff and Tom Phillips. But we're going to have to wait a few months now to see exactly how many of the things on that shopping list end up in the detail of this National Development Plan. Thank you both very much. Coming up after the break, how Irish in the States are dealing with the threat of deportation in Trump's America.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.